try to get a...
All right, Bill Barty, it's post-Thanksgiving, and it's for a time for the serious end of football.
That's what happens, right?
That's right. We get serious now. Oh, is it too late to get serious?
No, it is never just too late. In time to get serious.
All right.
We're just fresh off a bye week here in Carolina Panther country. Everybody's rested up. We've got Greg Olsen back in action. We've got some wide receivers back in action.
Time to open up a can of.
That's right.
Whoop.
Hit that dump button over there, TJ. Hey, with that, we're going to learn a little bit about something special that we have going on in the Carolinas, one of the most successful, and I'm using my air quotes here, fan clubs is in existence right here, based in the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina. It started up in 2015. We're going to invite Zach Luttrell on right now to find out how a soccer team fan club helped inspire this NFL's most successful fan club. Zach of Roaring Riot, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, tell us about this. Tell us how a soccer team fan club helped inspire what you started in 2015, Roaring Riot.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've actually been around as a group. This is our ninth year now, where we started out tailgating in Charlotte, and then we decided we wanted to take our tailgates on the road. So naturally, Atlanta was the easiest destination since we play them every year. And, you know, it's a short 3.5 hour drive down 85. So we started taking trips down there as a group and organizing, you know, the bus and the hotel and the tickets to the game for all of our friends and members. And then really, like, you know, like you said, in 2015, we were looking for a way to make everybody who traveled with us feel like a part of the group. So, you know, when someone would mention Roaring Riot, they just kind of thought we were a travel company. We were the people that just planned these trips. But, you know, our ultimate goal was to get people to really buy into what we were doing as a fan union and feel a part of it. So, in effort to do that, we looked to the American Outlaws, which is the United States men's national soccer team supporter group, and just looked at the template that they've created, you know, for their group, where they have, you know, over 30,000 members across the country, well over 100 cities that have chapters of their organization. And it just clicked for us to create the membership program. And that's what we launched in 2015. And we reached out to, I guess it was 6 other cities around the country that had Panther groups semi-organized at the time, and asked them if they'd be willing to participate in what we were doing. So in 2015, we launched with 7 cities that had chapters of the Roaring Riot organization. And we launched our new membership program. So, you know, as of today, we've got 36 cities that have full chapters, and we're over 5,000 members worldwide now.
Well, and of course, the Panthers this Sunday are playing up in New York, and Roaring Riot, I assume, will be well represented. When you see the Panthers score a touchdown, especially in an away stadium, and you see Cam Newton give the ball, he'll give it to a Panther fan, and many times that's a part of the traveling Roaring Riot group.
Yeah, absolutely. We were on a good roll here at the beginning of the season. You know, we got some our members got balls in San Francisco. 2 of them got them in New England, which was great. But that's one of the things I always explain to people when they talk about going on the road with us. When you're sitting with a collection, you know, hundreds of Panther fans at an away game stadium, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in the lower level, the upper level. When you're together and you're making noise when the home team fans are quiet, you can hear it throughout the entire stadium. The Panthers can hear it on the field. They confirmed it. Cam confirms it. You know, one of the best experiences was in Detroit when the Panthers were just dominating the Lions at the time, and we were chanting, and we were so loud. After they scored a touchdown, Cam came over and acknowledged our entire section because he could find us, he could hear us. And, you know, that's just a great part of what we do, being able to go into these away game hostile environments and create some noise for the Panthers.
Well, and along those lines, it started off as kind of the unofficial fan club or fan union of the Carolina Panthers. But, Zach, through those 9 years, and especially the last two seasons, do you feel a little bit adopted as the official fan union of the Carolina Panthers?
Well, we definitely have a good relationship with the team. You know, we like to remain autonomous so we can kind of – do our own thing and then have control over our events and things like that. But no, we've got an awesome relationship with the team. They're happy that we're going out and encouraging fans to travel and support the team. And, you know, we always do it the right way. I mean, we feel like we represent what, you know, our fan base is about and what the Carolinas are about. You know, we're not Eagles fans. We're not Raiders fans. We take that, that Southern hospitality with us, whether we're tailgating in Charlotte or on the road. And we just have a really good time. And so no, they're pleased with what we do. And, they help us out and we help them out whenever we can.
What's the official tailgate food of the Roaring Riot?
In Charlotte, we call our event called Tailgate with a Purpose, and we're located off of Cedar Street, kind of diagonally from the practice fields. We have a really great setup over there, and our members can come out. We provide food and drinks and entertainment, and we get about 1,000 people that come through the tailgate every single home game. But the cool thing for us is we take some donations, and we sell a few drink tickets at our tailgate, and all of that money, 100% of it, goes towards the Cam Newton Foundation. So we don't use it as a for-profit event. It's a service we provide to our members to come and enjoy the home game tailgates while raising some money for the foundation as well.
All right. You're listening to our guest, Zach Luttrell, from the Roaring Riot. It's the Panthers fan union, if we will, with chapters all over the place. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee, and you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors. And, Zach, along those lines, where have the unions grown, the chapters that are part of Roaring Riot? How have they grown, and where is the furthest place that it has grown to?
Yeah, so, obviously the closer to Charlotte, the easier it is to find, a collection of Panther fans. So throughout the Carolinas, north and south, we've got some, good concentration of chapters there. But, like you said, it's really neat the further away you get from Charlotte to be able to find that cluster of fans in order to create a chapter. So our requirements is they must have a minimum of 25 paid members in order to become what we call a full chapter. So we have one in Los Angeles, which is really cool. Seattle. So getting them out there on the West Coast is always fun. But this year we actually we established our first international full chapter in Monterrey, Mexico. So that was really cool. Something we're very proud of to have that many Panther fans in Mexico cheering on the team is really neat.
That's right. All right, Zach Luttrell, my next question is you officially were kicked in hardcore 2015. What a great year to start, because that Panther team went 15-1. Cam Newton was the MVP of the NFL. Tell us about 15-16 to now, this year, the 2017 season.
Yeah, we take a lot of credit for that 2015 season.
You should.
Darn right. Absolutely.
Like you said, what a great year to launch the new concept with the chapters and with the membership. And obviously we're no fools. Winning certainly helps everything. So it really propelled us past our first year goal. Last year we still received some growth with members and people were still excited about the team. Obviously the season ended up a little bit disappointed with the 6-10 record, but with the off season additions, getting Julius back, drafting Christian McCaffrey and Curtis Samuel, at the beginning of this season, Panther fans were certainly right back in it, and we've seen that reflected in our memberships. We passed 5,000 members this year, which is a new high for us. And we've just seen, even in our away games, even with having 4 away games in the month of October, the numbers have been great, and it's a bunch of new people traveling with us for the first time. And it's real rewarding for us when they go on a trip and they meet a bunch of new friends and have a great experience and, just give us such really good positive feedback and come back again the next year. So it's been a good season. We still have got a quarter of it left. I'm headed up Saturday to join our Big Apple Riot group in New York, and we've got a ton of Panther fans sitting in a lower level end zone section. So hopefully we'll get a game ball there from a Cam TD, and we'll make a bunch of noise for the guys this weekend.
That sounds perfect to me. And, okay, so we got the home game tailgate under control, that and some of the things, parties that go on through the week. The travel with the team to all 8 away games that they play and into the playoffs. That's also a part of Roaring Riot. But you also do events. And one of the events, it was a sellout, I think, is you do like a river cruise with Cam Newton and those sorts of things. What are some of the upcoming things that members can sign up for as far as eventing with Roaring Riot that way?
Yeah, so that was a really fun event. Just one of the perks of being able to partner with Cam's foundation. We were able to hop on a nice luxury cruise boat up at Lake Norman and spend a couple hours out on the water just mingling and having a good time with Cam. Really, while we're in the season, we're focused mostly on just the away game trips. You know, we've got the New York trip left, New Orleans, which is going to be a really big trip for us.
That's going to be war right there, Zach. We're at war with New Orleans.
It's going to be great. I mean, New York and New Orleans are both two of the original seven chapters, so it's always great to get to go see those people. And then obviously finishing up with Atlanta at the end of the year. So we're really focused on that right now. Then we always tend to do some stuff in the off season to get our people together, whether it's going to a Hornets game. We'll do some practice tailgates, and this season we're going to add some cool events that will help benefit Cam's foundation as well. So we're always getting our group together, and that's really what it's all about, is just building this community so that people are friends during football season, outside of football season, and just really having a good time with one another.
All right. Well, RoaringRiot.com is where we should go. We can also be a member by signing up, registering for a tailgate, learning about chapters around the world now, all of that sort of thing. Zach, I hope you don't mind if I say this, but Cowboys, Steelers, and Raiders fans need not apply.
Hey, one of the prerequisites, and really the only one, is you have to be a Panthers fan. But going back to what I said, we're not opposed to hanging out with other teams' fan bases. You know, our main rule at our tailgate is don't be a jerk. To all fan bases, including Panthers. So no, everybody's welcome to come, but if you're going to be a member and travel with us, you should be wearing the black and blue, that's for sure.
You heard it here. Do not be a jerk. But Zach Luttrell, Roaring Riot, it's a big tent group. Thank you so much for being on with the Outdoor Guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care. Go Panthers.